west of Larkfield on the old Redwood Highway.
It's time for the weather, brought to you by North Coast Title Guarantee. We live in a credit card society, and the friendly people at North Coast Title Guarantee know it. That's why they were first to make the necessary arrangements to let you charge their services on your MasterCharge or Bank AmeriCard. That's just one example of the modern, up-to-date service you get at North Coast Title. They sell service. It's their most important product. Yet as swiftly and as expertly as they handle your needs, they still have time to treat you like a friend. And after all, you probably already know Bud Stepper at the Petaluma office, or Bill McAdams, or Leon Renault in the Santa Rosa office. They've been in this area for some time. So when you need the expert service of a title company, go where you get swift service, probably completed within 24 hours, at North Coast Title Guarantee, 620 East Washington Street in Petaluma, or 1809 4th Street in Santa Rosa. And now here with the weather is Dick Van Cleve.
Thank you and good afternoon. By midday, skies over much of California were covered by cloudiness for the most part, high, thin, cirriform clouds, 20 or 30,000 feet in elevation. Other than the desert regions of Southern California, the warmest population centers at midday were along the coast, with San Diego the warmest with a 65-degree reading. Most other coastal readings north of there were in the low 60s in Nevada, Las Vegas a 63 at noon, and Reno 52. The storm off the coast of the Pacific Northwest continues to move slowly to the northeast at about 14 miles an hour. The front from the storm now offshore, onshore in western Washington, western Oregon, and offshore through that portion of the Redwood Empire to the north of us. The storm will continue to move slowly in our direction, weakening as it does, and as it runs up against a weak ridge of high pressure that extends from a high pressure dome off the coast of Baja California to another and larger high-pressure dome over the Great Basin states. Checking temperatures today, Santa Rosa had a low of 42 and a high of 62. Other temperatures around the Empire, Rincon Valley 39 and a high of 58, Sebastopol 42 and 66, Bodega Bay 51 and 63, and Healdsburg reported a high temperature reading of 58. There's been no measurable precipitation during the past 24 hours. Following the passage of the weak front through our area, skies should begin to clear, and the tail end of the weekend should end up on a pleasant note. For those who may be traveling through the mountains to the east or to the north, the snow level is expected to range from 3,000 feet in the north and 5,000 feet in the Lake Tahoe region. Looking ahead, then, our forecast calls for increasing cloudiness with rain beginning overnight, becoming showers Saturday night and continuing into Sunday, mostly fair weather by late Sunday. Overnight minimum temperatures will center in the upper 40s, with highs tomorrow about 60. There'll be increasing southerly winds overnight and tomorrow. And for North Coast Title Guarantee, Dick Van Cleve at the KSRO Weather Center.
You may not know it, but the engine of a brand new car runs up against more friction in the first 1,000 miles than it does in the next 10,000. You see, a new engine is tight, stiff, vulnerable to extreme wear, so it needs all the protection against friction it can get. The kind of protection motor oil alone doesn't provide. The kind of protection the world's great race car drivers get when they add STP to their oil before a punishing race. STP is the racer's edge, and it makes the difference in your new car, too. STP oil treatment keeps a new car running new. It keeps any car, new or old, running smoother, cooler, quieter, longer. STP is a youth serum. Have your service station crew add STP to your oil from the very beginning and keep it up throughout the long life of your car.
The Exciters are here. The new 1968 Yamahas are arriving every day at Ange Rossi's in Santa Rosa. You'll find new models with new features and with prices that'll beat anything. The all-new Trailmaster 80 is in with telescopic forks, electric starter, internal gears, new body design and color, priced at only $340. The new Trailmaster 100 is in with all the original features and priced at $400. Right now, you can see the new Yamaha 350 Grand Prix, the 180 Street and Scrambler, and the all-new 125 Twin Scrambler. The exciting new Yamahas are in now at Ange Rossi's, 415 Davis Street, Santa Rosa.
Does springtime mean bigger expenses than you can handle?
Nobody's business.
Right, and we keep it that way at Public Finance. We have for 50 years. We're even a little reluctant to make this public statement.
You've got borrowing power at Public Finance.
It's good to know it's there when you need it.
Stop in at your Public Finance office in Santa Rosa at 553 Mendocino Avenue.
Now here's Woody.
What do you say we pick it up, huh? Let's do that. Thanks for the intro, by the way. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, and the theme from Bonnie and Clyde. Breakdown, or the theme from Bonnie and Clyde, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, bluegrass music, and that's motion picture music, a motion picture, of course, of the same name, Bonnie and Clyde, going back to, what, the 30s? And it seems to be kicking off a complete trend now in our fashions and whatnot. Oh, I hope not. Stick with the miniskirts group. 10 and a half minutes after 5 o'clock, Hanson here, Woody Hanson until about 6:25, alias Goody Woody, Friendly Neighborhood Radio, whatever, or Happy Hanson, who knows. I would like to talk just a bit about the music policy, my particular music policy. First of all, for those people who may have just tuned in, the program right now is being tape recorded for inclusion in both the 50 and 100 year time capsules to be buried Saturday in celebration of Santa Rosa's centennial year. And the music that I have chosen today, what little bit I have programmed, been able to, has been chosen purely as the music that we are currently playing. I could go to some type of a list of the top tunes of the year up to this point, or things of this nature, or the cash box poll, or whatever. But these will be available to anybody who wants to do the digging 100 years from now, as we're keeping tunes on record, the top bands, the top instrumental groups, the top male, female vocalists, things of that nature. So I'm trying to program on what time I do have for the tunes that I would be programming every day, or the rest of us here at KSRO. So that's the attitude right there. Have a word about Bergie, and then we'll get to one of the interviews that I taped in and around Santa Rosa, and get some people's comments that we hope will be of interest to people 100 years from today, or 50 years, as the case might be.
A bright day, so comfortable, the feel of a breeze blowing near, the fresh air, so clean and cool, after the rains disappear, so many comfortable things all around every day of the year.
Comfortable. That's Bergie. Bergie's the comfortable beer that whets your thirst with frosty refreshment that keeps right on refreshing. Bergie's unique. Soft water brewed for the taste of it. Bergie, the comfortable beer. Comfortable. Think about it.
Yes, you'll be so comfortable with Bergie, the comfortable beer.
To give you a bit of background on myself, for those people who might be listening 100 years from today, I think it might be necessary to know a little bit about me. Been in this business ever since my senior year in high school of 1957, working part-time. That's how I got started in it, part-time on the weekends and in the evening hours. And since that year, with the exception of 1 year, I've been able to remain in broadcasting throughout my educational period and my military period, with the exception of 1 year, as I said. So that gives me somewhere around, 10 years in radio, something like that. And at this particular point, I am 28 years of age and the second youngest member of the KSRO staff, if that means anything to you. That got the general manager, who's out in the hallway, who has white hair, folks, and he just stopped prematurely white, yes. He has a well-tanned face, rugged-looking individual. How old? 50 years old. You're not 50 years old. No, nothing like that. Anyway, I want to move along to some of the interviews. So this interview took place in front of the Santa Rosa Post Office a couple of days ago, and people were selected at random. This is Roland Pinio, an agent for State Farm Insurance. He lives in Santa Rosa, and he talks about some of the problems that we might have today. With luck, he will. It's been like that since along about 4 o'clock, folks. Our line on the weather is Liberty 42000. We'll get back to the interviews in a minute. I think we can do it now.
Well, I agree with a lot of people that the way the population is growing and our transportation system, we're going to be a mess if they don't do something about it. In other words, we got more cars around. Morning, Greg.
How are you?
Is that all right?
Sure, that's okay.
How are you? You put me on tape here on the Centennial. If they don't do something about this, transportation system, we're going to be a real mess.
Don't go away.
What do you think it's going to look like in the year or two? Well, it would be 2068.
This city here is changing here in the last 2 or 3 years. It's hardly going to be recognizable in 10 years. 100 years from now, if we're not all blown off the face of the earth, well, I just can't imagine what it will look like.
All right, that takes care of that one. Things, folks, are a little rough at this particular point. I must admit that I've had to depart from my pre-established schedule by about 50%, and I have several things that I want to get in that I think are rather important. Anyway, hang in there. I'm going to advise you to wash your car the modern way, today or any day, at the all-new Lewis Road 25-cent car wash. Wash your car or its engine, wash and wear for 5 minutes for 25 cents. There's no extra charge for the wax at Lewis Road 25-cent car wash on Lewis Road, just a half block east of Mendocino and Steel Lane. Find all the extras that you need, coin and bill changer, wash basin and wringer for your chamois, and attend it 7 days a week. Wash and wax for only 25 cents, 5 minutes for 25 cents, and no extra charge for the wax. These are the good old days, right? Lewis Road 25-cent car wash, a half block east of Mendocino and Steel Lane. Right now, 16 past 5. In about a minute, we'll check for the second time today on the Empire traffic situation.
Do you get as mad as I do when your car won't start in the morning? Or it stalls at a stop sign or chugs along down the street? Well, here's a special offer for your bad running blues. You can have your car analyzed electronically by experts, absolutely free at Santa Rosa British Cars, if you mention KSRO, whether your car is American or import. The service manager at Santa Rosa British Cars will hook it up to an electronic scope and analyze its performance for you absolutely free. That's right, no obligation. Now, this is a chance to make sure your car is running right and saving you money. So do it today. Mention KSRO and have your engine analyzed free. And for those interested in a top sports car, Santa Rosa British Cars is selling the rest of their new 1967 MGBs at special prices. So see them today. At Santa Rosa British Cars, 506 Lewis Road, next to the corner of Mendocino Avenue and Steel Lane.
Ladies, it's long been said, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
That's why ladies of all ages out to capture a male heart managed to suggest dinner at the Topaz Room. You see, Neil Blumenthal has the original roadmap for the shortest trip to that gentleman's affection. At the Topaz Room, they serve you a superb dinner. The food would please any man. Any woman, too. The service has that flair of elegance, and still, you never feel uncomfortable. Neil Blumenthal has designed the Topaz Room for your dining enjoyment. Why, even the check at the Topaz Room is pleasant. On your next date, say, why don't we dine at the Topaz Room? It's Santa Rosa's most favorite restaurant on Old Courthouse Square in downtown Santa Rosa. And see if you don't capture his heart. And if you haven't signed up yet for the CYO Golf Tournament, you'll find entry blanks available at the Topaz Room.
Okay, Edward.
County helicopter. It's 500 feet over the Santa Rosa area. Traffic is moving along very fine this afternoon. No big problems that I can see. The downtown area, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, moderate activity with no problem. 4th Street out toward the Rincon Valley area, moderate traffic westbound, moderate to heavy traffic eastbound moving along smoothly. Montgomery Village area, Farmers Lane, moderate traffic, no problem. We do have considerable activity on Sonoma Avenue this afternoon between the downtown area and Montgomery Village. However, motor is handling the traffic situation very well. Moderate traffic on Montgomery Drive with no problem that I can see. The downtown area and the Casino southbound motors are experiencing a backup at 4th and 5th. Moderate traffic northbound and then the Casino between College and Steel. Moderate traffic northbound with heavy traffic southbound. Steel has moderate activity this afternoon with no problem. And traffic moving along very smoothly in the cottage town area. The 101 freeway and Sebastopol freeway, moderate activity with no tie-up, no accidents that I can see from my spy, this guy's spot up here. So what do you think? This is the Tri-County KSL Hipsy Hopsy Compton, and I'll talk to you Monday about 4:45.
Okay, Edwards. It's 19 and a half minutes after 5 o'clock in the Empire.
Held over again. The glory of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at Park Cinema One. Nominated for 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Katharine Hepburn, Best Actor for Spencer Tracy. Because you just won't let it go, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner has been held over at Park Cinema One. Exclusive indoor showing in Sonoma County. See Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at Park Cinema One on Summerfield Road across from Howard Park.
Increasing cloudiness with rain beginning overnight, becoming showers Saturday night, and continuing into Sunday is the weather outlook. Lincoln National Bank at this particular point presents the time. It's exactly 20 minutes and 25 seconds after 5 o'clock. If you want to cash a check or make a deposit, you can do it right now if you're a Lincoln National Bank customer. The convenient walk-up window gives you extended banking hours.
Very handy. But right now, I'm trying to figure out how to finance a new car.
Man, you have no problem at all. Lincoln National Bank has a fantastic new car loan rate, only 4.5%.
You're kidding.
Scout's honor. New car loans only 4.5% at Lincoln.
Well, wait till I tell my wife. Now we can get the car air-conditioned.
Whatever your banking needs, Lincoln has good news for you. Whether you're saving it, borrowing it, or paying bills with it, for your money, there's no place like Lincoln. Lincoln National Bank at 723 4th Street, Santa Rosa, the walk-up window on the 5th Street entrance. 1350 KSRO Santa Rosa. This program is being tape-recorded for inclusion in both the 50 and 100-year time capsules. Actually, one capsule. It'll be opened at the end of 50 years, inspected, and possibly the contents viewed and aired, and then resealed, and in another 50 years, it'll be opened again. All this in celebration of Santa Rosa's centennial year. This particular point, I'd like to pass along one of the interviews and let this interview stand on its own until after the interview, which point I'll identify the speaker.
This is kind of interesting to be standing here in front of our post office in 1968 and be told that you have an opportunity to speak to people 100 years from now when you and I, radio station possibly, even the post office might have been long forgotten. Possibly not, though. I think that in line with your discussion with me that what could we say to people 100 years from now? What are our concerns? It's very easy for us to look back 100 years and see where we have been, some of the great gains that we've made, and some of the horrible mistakes that we've made, and some of the lessons that we should have learned from history that we really haven't. I think that my concern for the future is certainly primarily how our nations of the world are going to learn to live together and to share the great wealth and resources of the world for the betterment of mankind, rather than tearing each other up as we are currently doing in our nasty little wars all over the country, all over the world, which in our opinion here in the United States are fomented by international communism. But such much larger thoughts, such as the world population explosion, how we're going to come to grips with that matter, with poverty, the great inequities of the distribution of the world's wealth. I think planning our cities so that they are good places in which to live, where they're exciting places in which to live, planning our educational system so that all people have an equal opportunity to gain the riches of the world's knowledge. There are just so many things that should be done in the 100 years between now and the year 2068. I would certainly hope that mankind is going to be smart enough to A, survive this 100 years without blowing ourselves to pieces with nuclear bombs. Possibly in the year 2068, war will be a thing of historical significance only, and that the world will be one place, conceivably one world government, in which all men can enjoy relationships with each other. International boundaries will be maybe as meaningless now as the state boundaries are of the United States. It's a strange thing to be talking to people 100 years from now. Possibly my children will still be alive. Certainly my grandchildren will be alive. I would certainly hope that they would look back on our generation as having made some constructive effort to a world in which they can live in peace and in harmony with each other, where the fighting and the bickering and the crime on the streets and things of this order simply are just things in the textbook that have been recorded for history. But that I really don't think, though, that 100 years is that long. I think that probably mankind, being a rather strange and interesting creature, will still have crime in the streets to hopefully a lesser degree, but I don't think that you really can abolish all the nasty traits of mankind simply in the passage of 100 years. That's our great hope, but it will probably take longer.
That was the voice of Mr. Gregory Jones, who is a life insurance agent. He lives in Santa Rosa with his family and happens to be a member of the Santa Rosa Planning Commission. Didn't plan it that way. He happened to be there at the particular spot I was at the post office, and had some very interesting comments, and I wanted to present them at this particular time. And it just so happens that Mr. Gregory Jones happens to be the father of a special gal in the Redwood Empire, and that is Hillary Jones, who happens to be the current Miss Teenage Santa Rosa. So sometimes things work out that way. As they say, it's sometimes a small world.
It's rush hour, a four-lane superhighway. You're in the fast lane, 60, 62, 65. Everybody's driving too close. Then your drive gear breaks. Automatically, your transmission drops from drive into second. Your speed is cut in half. When you can safely get to a phone, you call AMCO. Someone calls AMCO every minute and a half. Coast to coast every week, we handle over 10,000 customers. You get free towing, free road check, fast, efficient service, fair prices, and with AMCO, your transmission is protected wherever you drive. Every minute and a half, someone proves you can trust your transmission to AMCO. AAMCO.
In the Santa Rosa area, your nearest AMCO shop is at 1470 Santa Rosa Avenue. Also, San Rafael, Concord, and 60 other California locations.
Yes, I want to mention the fact that Artrium is presenting You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, by the Redwood Empire's Charles Schultz, Little Fox Theater in San Francisco. Curtain time, 8:30, March 26, 1968. A round-trip bus transportation will be provided from the old Courthouse Square area of Santa Rosa. Buses leave at 6:45. Price of admission, the donation is $10, and that includes a box lunch on the way down. Yes, and coffee, by the way. Tickets are available at Gilbert's Creative Arts, 65 Santa Rosa Avenue. Mail order tickets available by writing Artrium Incorporated, Box 1141, Santa Rosa. I wanted to talk a little bit about Charles Schultz, who is a resident of the Empire and possibly has one of the nation's leading comic strips going in the fact that he does Peanuts. However, I don't know if I'm going to have time to get to that. I had a little bit that I wanted to pass along. We'll see what develops. I want to get into another interview at this particular point. This happens to be a lady who wishes to remain anonymous. She's a housewife, lives in Santa Rosa, and I ask her what she foresees 100 years in the future, and if she had any advice. Here's the reply.
Well, first of all, I think we'll all be standing shoulder to shoulder and looking each other directly in the eye. And I guess I would tell them, if I have to give them advice, that they had better learn how to really get along and like each other, because they're going to be living with each other in a very overpopulated world. I also would tell them to believe that anything possible can happen in this world, because probably they will be living in a world that we can't even imagine now, just as we're living in a world now that was completely beyond the imagination of most people not many years ago.
Would you care to stretch your imagination and describe the world?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if people are living under the sea. Certainly a lot of discoveries have been made, and the sea has been explored and will be used eventually in our world. They may even be living on some of the other planets by then. They will have to if something isn't done about the population problem.
Do you have a banquet or a party coming up for your organization at the Veterans Memorial Building in Santa Rosa? Then call the Green Mill right now and ask for Don. Don will arrange all the catering for the Vets Hall with the best in quality food and at the lowest price. When you've tried all the rest, then try the best. The Green Mill, for the best in catering at the Veterans Memorial Building in Santa Rosa. Why not call Don right now at 795-4303? Want that number again? At 795-4303, the Green Mill Inn, where they won't be knowingly undersold.
57 degrees in the Empire. Count Bill Basie now. Call This Is My World, and I have a suggestion for you to make your move toward better health today. Listen to this amazing offer. Dale's Hardware and Bike is selling exercisers at 50% off and more. Prices start as low as $5 on pedal and rowing machines, and you can see them now at Dale's Hardware and Bike, 4251 Montgomery Drive. Wayne Johnson has news after station ID, and then we'll get back to the music and whatnot. This is the Hanson exhibit, believe it or not, folks.
This is Wayne Johnson with KSRO News in Brief. Senator Robert Kennedy will announce his candidacy tomorrow for the Democratic presidential nomination and will declare what primaries he will enter. And official returns from the New Hampshire primary now show that President Johnson's overall total vote was only 230 higher than Eugene McCarthy's. And Robert Coate, the Northern California Democratic chairman, says Kennedy's entry into the California primary would seriously damage the party's chances against the Republicans. In Los Angeles, a government economic expert warns the United States should not act to restrict imports from abroad. Acting Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Jacobs says such an action would lead to reprisals against U.S. exports. Sports and weather after this word.
If you're the proud owner of a VW or compact or sports car, you probably wish that you could take a vacation that was really a vacation. Well, now you can, because Mitchell Trailer Sales has the Ariba Puck Travel Trailer, imported from West Germany and designed. That's right, designed for compact and sports cars. The total weight is only 660 pounds, and the hitch weight is not more than 77 pounds. It's new. It's worth seeing. It's at Mitchell Trailer Sales. 5690 Redwood Highway North in Santa Rosa. The Ariba Puck Travel Trailer.
Jack Nicklaus has taken a two-stroke lead after two rounds of the Citrus Open golf tourney in Orlando, Florida. And Sandra Haney has a one-stroke lead over Kathy Whitworth after one round of the Orange Blossom Golf Classic at St. Petersburg, Florida. In exhibition baseball today, the California Angels defeated the San Francisco Giants at Phoenix, Arizona, 3-1. And in 10 innings, the Oakland Athletics, gathering up two home runs at the top of the 10th, defeated the Washington Senators 8-4. From the KSRO Weather Center, increasing cloudiness with rain beginning overnight, becoming showery Saturday night and continuing into Sunday. Mostly fair weather by late Sunday. Present temperature reading at KSRO now 57 degrees.
Let's do our 5:30 thing. Shall we do that, Wayne? Do you have time? Not at this particular point. I got to get in a couple of commercials, but say in about 2 minutes.
I don't hear you.
You can't hear me. That's right, because of the situation. Can you hear me now? Hello. Hello there,
Hello.
Wayne. Hello. Make a change for the better, folks. Give your savings that extra margin of safety at San Francisco Federal. Come in and visit San Francisco Federal's new Santa Rosa branch at 745 Cottingtown Center, Santa Rosa, to discuss your savings program, of course. They'll gladly sit down with you and help you plan a realistic goal, and they'll tell you how to reach it. They'll explain how they go about making loans only to the most qualified home buyers and only on choice first mortgage homes that meet 31 separate qualifying standards. So come in soon. In addition to that important extra margin of safety at San Francisco Federal, your savings earn the very highest passbook rate paid by any insured association. Remember, San Francisco Federal Savings, 745 Cottingtown Center, Santa Rosa. And, of course, if you're thinking of a new home this year, right now is a good time to talk to your realtor or home builder.
Make plans to shop this week in Cottingtown, the shopping center of the Redwood Empire. Parking's always free and easy, so shop the many stores with a wide variety of merchandise. Cottingtown is growing every day, and now there are more shops than ever before, and they're located just a few steps from your free parking space. So shop this week in Cottingtown, the shopping center of the Redwood Empire.
Cottingtown is tomorrow's shopping center here today. Shop the convenient way at Cottingtown.
Yes, Wayne, let's do the thing that we generally do at 5:30 each night, and that is to take a real solid look at the news that, the current news, either today or yesterday or whatever. Do you have anything to add?
Well, am I going through?
You're coming through.
I can't
fine.
Hear you.
Yes.
Something above. It was doing wonderfully during the news, but it is not doing wonderfully now.
Some of the technical problems, folks, that you people in the year 2068 will have no problem with, I'm sure.
Say, I can't hear you again.
Oh, all right, go ahead. I'll be quiet.
I was just about to say, I hope this equipment isn't around 100 years from now for any purpose, even as a museum piece, to be honest with you.
Yes, okay.
But, you know, there's something interesting, too, about this. Everybody, you know, are making predictions about what it's going to be 100 years from now. Interesting to note that I think 100 years ago in 1868, the kind of predictions that we're making today about 100 years hence mm-hmm. were not at all possible. We were still just barely coming out of the Middle Ages in our history. And you couldn't predict the way we are predicting today. We may be going off in many of the wrong tracks, but I think overall and generally, a lot of things that are being predicted today will, in one form or another, come true, either prior to that time or possibly even later, depending on our development.
I have made mention that I had to depart from the original scheduled programming for today. I want to recommend at this particular point something to people 100 years from now. If you can locate the summer edition of Horizon, 1965 summer edition, there is an article in there called A Future as a Way of Life by Alvin Toffler, and I wanted to quote from it heavily today, but I just won't have the time. But this article deals much with what you're talking about right now, Wayne, in that how we have progressed very rapidly, we see it, in this year, 1968, as opposed to 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and that the rate of change in the next 5 years or 10 years may be as much as it took us 100 years hence to do.
Yeah, well, that parallels the amassed amount of education, man's, you know, or rather knowledge, not education, but some total of knowledge, which it's astronomical. I had figures before that I'd used before that I'd picked up from a trade journal that were
from, what was it, 1750 to 1900, 150 years, man's total knowledge had doubled.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 1900 to 1950, 50 years, it once again doubled. And then in 1950 to 1960, in just one decade, 10 years, it again doubled. And predictions are now that it will again double before this decade or 10 years is out. So you can imagine, 100 years from now, what saturation points we may reach. There may be a whole new science based on something we don't even understand yet or have no inkling of.
This is all this is all contained in this article, and I hardly recommend it to anyone listening today to look
heartily
it up.
Or heartily?
Heartily. I said hardly the first time, and I corrected myself, folks. But really, if you got the time and if you can find a copy of the summer edition of the 1965 Horizon, look up this article.
Would you tell the folks before we leave that we're usually not this serious?
Yes, usually, I think today has been a pretty good average indication of what what goes
things
on.
Things you really like.
I would like to explain one thing that happened earlier. On the other side of this tape, we are now into the second hour, and we have a patch system going so that we can provide the best sound possible on this particular tape. And we missed about 10 minutes or 15 minutes of the program shortly after 4 o'clock due to circumstances almost beyond human control.
Did you ever give credit for that?
No, I didn't. I don't want to do that because I don't think it was really that particular individual's
I wouldn't either.
Fault, you know. The patchwork was labeled, please do not pull this patch. But he pulled it anyway.
Right.
And I'd have probably done the same thing. So if people have stuck with this tape, you know, 100 years...
A humanoid,
after all, he's not a computer, he's a humanoid. Poor example of a human being, I admit. But what the heck. Anyway, people may, 100 years from now, they may be listening, you see, to the first 10 minutes, and then the tape suddenly goes blank. And they'll say, uh-oh.
Yeah, things are looking up.
I don't know. Well, speaking of the future, here's an interview with a real estate man, a real estate broker. He lives in Santa Rosa.
Bye.
I'll see you later, Wayne. It's been nice talking to you. That's the kind of thing that generally goes around here, folks. Goes on around here. Anyway, his name is Walter Deussmann, and I asked him, what will things be like 100 years from today? He had some thoughts.
I don't know. I feel that we will have a different world. Not a communistic world like Russia is today. Russia will not be the way it is today. America will not be the way it is today. But we will have an in-between all over the world, I think. Because if people... I want to reverse your question. If people had looked... 50 years ago, the people who were alive 50 years ago would look in this world, in America, right today, they would call it communism. We don't call it communism. So I feel people who could look 100 years from now in this world, they would call it communism, but it isn't communism. That's the way I think it is.
Do you think the people 100 years from now will be more happy, more peaceful than we are today?
I do not think that more luxury, better houses, bigger cars, make people more happy for the simple reason I have found out myself. I'm from the old country. I'm from Holland, and I came to this country in 52, and I found out that the things people do not have, they don't miss. When I was in Holland, I was back in Holland 3 years ago, and there are more cars than they ever expected and so on. And before, they were sitting on a bike, and they talked to friends of mine and say, are you more happy? No. I mean, I do not feel that the extra luxury can make feel people more happy. The happiness has to come out of yourself, because the more people get, it is human, the more demanding they get, and the more they want, and they cannot find the happiness in that. That's my feeling.
Something interesting to note, this quote, no man is happy who does not think himself so. The words of Marcus Aurelius Antonius, who lived A.D. 121 through A.D. 180.
Smith Shoes is having a grand reopening celebration. Smith Shoes downtown has been newly remodeled and enlarged. and they're celebrating with values at both the Montgomery Village store and downtown. And you can register at either store for prizes valued at over $500. You could win a pair of floor shimes or 100% waterproof Mulligan golf shoes, a bicycle built for two, two pair of hush puppies, two pair of cobblers, ladies' handbags, five pair of kids, or a portable barbecue. Everyone is eligible to enter. Just register at either Smith Shoes in Montgomery Village or the newly remodeled Smith Shoes in downtown Santa Rosa.
Ride on, General Tires. Be as safe as you can be. Ride on, General Tires.
Listen, are you riding around on worn, dangerous tires? Well, do something about it right now. Visit General Tire Service at 800 Piner Road in Santa Rosa during the great 68 tire sale. Now, you'll find four-ply nylon cord General Safety Jets, size 650 by 13 tubeless black walls, sale priced at $14.68, plus $181 federal excise tax. You'll also save on other General Safety Jet sizes during the great 68 tire sale. That's a General Tire Service, 800 Piner Road, at the corner of Cleveland and Piner in Santa Rosa.
17 prior to 6, back to the portable tape recorder again, and in this case, Mrs. Hugh Bevins. She's a housewife. She lives in Santa Rosa. I ask her, what would you say to people 100 years from now?
Well, I hope the world isn't quite as upset as it is today, and probably won't be, because these things do have a way of ironing themselves out if we just have patience, I guess. Sometimes we wonder, though. And I just hope it'll be a very happy world by that time, with a few less of the problems that we face today. But every age has its problems. And probably just because we're living through this one, we think it's a little bit worse than any other generation has had to face, but probably it isn't.
Then you see a happier world in the year 2068.
I hope so, and I think it will be.
Do you have any advice to pass along to people in that year on how they might become happier?
Oh, dear. That's a hard one. Well, I think we ought to give a lot of consideration to whom we elect. I think our elective officers have a great deal to do with the trend that history takes. And we hope we got the right sort of person in there to, people in there, rather, that can see where we've made our mistakes in the past and try to profit by them in the future.
Okay.
Now you can get stainless steel refrigerator bowls with plastic lids for as little as 49 cents. Where? At your Texaco dealers. Four sizes. You'll love them for stirring, mixing, warming, serving. You'll like your Texaco dealer's fine products, too. After all, Texaco sells more gasoline than anybody. Texaco means it when they say, we're first, and we think that's a big responsibility. Drive in soon where you see the stainless steel refrigerator bowl sign.
Okay, that's the word. Quote I like. I always accomplish a lot on Friday. It's the day I get everything done I was going to do on Monday. 15 minutes prior to 6 now, and here's a song I kind of like. Tony Bennett's recorded a few years ago.
It's a brand new popular song now. The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gray.
The year 1962.
Glory that was Rome is of another day. I was terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. Climb halfway to the stars.
Francisco, the tune title. 13:50, 12 minutes prior to 6 o'clock right now.
The best for less is a lot more than just transportation at Fellini's in Sebastopol. Fellini's is as proud of their word as they are of their new Chevrolets and...
Where people buy used cars at Chevy's or Hayside.
And listen to this, a 66 Ford Mustang for just $21.99. The 66 Mustang has the 289 V8 engine, power steering, radio, heater, red with black vinyl interior, a local low-mileage car with just 22,000 miles. This KSRO special looks and runs like new, and it's yours for just $21.99 at the OK sign at Bellini Chevrolet. More proof, new or used, you get more for less at Bellini's in Sebastopol.
More people buy used cars at Chevy's OK sign.
Well, I wanted to get my three-year-old daughter on the air because there's a good chance in 53 years from now she could hear this tape, but things didn't work out like that today. So possibly to localize it and make it a little folksy, folks, we'll call in here one of the KSRO account executives. What is your name? Lee Harris, who's just about to be a papa. Lee, make it fast.
Okay, on Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, the day after our celebration here, we are expecting our first child.
Okay, and what's the name of the child going to be?
Oh, we have picked out Gregory Mark.
Okay.
And if it so happens to be a young lady, we have Jill Lynn.
Okay, Gregory or Jill. I hope you can be around to hear Daddy there. I want you to know he was one of the biggest bandits in the history of KSRO radio, folks.
There's a happening right now in Mayotte Village. The big Westinghouse truckload sale at Monty's. Listen to these great buys in all Westinghouse appliances, TVs, and stereos. You can buy a Westinghouse family-size freezer, only $138.88, or a big 17-cubic-foot size, $199.88. Westinghouse ranges starting at $148.88. Dispose all $39.88. Dishwashers at $118.88. And Westinghouse black and white portable TVs, only $69.88. Right now, during the big happening, the Westinghouse truckload sale at Monty's in Mayotte Village on Yalupa Avenue. And Monty's is open tonight till 9 o'clock.
Well, I've got to scoot along because we're fast running out of time. I want to get on to some of these interviews. This is a gentleman who wishes to remain anonymous. He's a businessman, and he lives in Santa Rosa. And I said to him, what do you think of mankind in 1968?
I just don't like the whole situation. We've lost all our senses of values that made the country and made mankind better. We've allowed ourselves to get in a position where anybody that can grab a little power in a backward nation or any kind of like Nasser or African nations or Asian nations, and hell, they don't think anything of the people. We're sitting over here trying to help people, actually, and we're not achieving it. I think we ought to give it up. Forget it. Just sit back and show them an example and let them copy it.
What do you think we're going to find in the year 2068?
I don't think we're going to find very much at the rate we're going at all. I think they've practically ruined the economy. As a businessman, I certainly, if I had some money, I wouldn't go into any business there is. If I had a few bucks, I'd just quit right now.
Here is Betty Cook, a housewife of Santa Rosa. I asked Betty, what would you say to people 100 years from today?
I guess I'd say let's have peace.
Do you know of any way we can achieve that?
No, not really.
Do you think 100 years from now we'll be a more peaceful people?
Well, I think 100 years from now we'll either know how to have peace or there won't be any of us around.
That's a pretty good point. Increasing cloudiness with rain beginning overnight.
Why not acquaint yourself with the Orient? See the Ginza, the Fifth Avenue of Tokyo. Take the electric train to Nikko National Park. Enjoying the panorama of Tokyo and its suburbs on your way. Take a motor coach tour of the beautiful Fuji Hakone Lake District. Visit Kyoto, the classic city, and Nara's famed Deer Park. In Taiwan, visit the new Palace Museum containing relics from China's mainland. See the floating markets in busy canals in Bangkok. Visit Singapore and Manila. In Hong Kong, the shopper's paradise, journey back and forth from Kowloon to Victoria. See the fishing village of Aberdeen for only $1,195. Let the Pan Am Holiday 526 Orient Highlight Tour introduce you to the serenity of Japan, the hustle and bustle of Hong Kong, and the splendors of the temples of Bangkok. Plan today for an exciting 23-day, fully escorted journey to the Orient, leaving San Francisco October the 12th. Call KSRO now. Phone number 545-3313 or write for a colorful brochure.
Here's the voice of Peggy Jaden. She's a student at Santa Rosa JC. I ask Peggy, what would you say to people in the year 2068?
Well, really, sometimes the way I think about it right now is in the year 2068, I don't think we're going to be here. And if we are, I can't imagine what it'll be like, really. I mean, you think back 100 years from now, what we were doing, and now the scientific advances and everything, you think 100 years from now, it'll really be great if we're still here, and I hope we are, really.
When you say by we, you mean mankind, not yourself personally.
Yeah, well, yeah, mankind. I doubt if I'll be here. I know I won't. I wish I could be. But I really can't imagine what it would be like. I know it would be great. I wish I could be here.
Any piece of advice that you'd pass on to the people in that year?
Yeah, I guess just learn by our mistakes. We're making a lot of mistakes right now, and just get to learn by other people's mistakes.
Do you feel that we, in 1968, have learned by the mistakes of others before us?
No, I don't. You can certainly tell that by the shape the world's in today. But we haven't learned as much as we could.
Okay. Weeds in the driveway, in your garden, in your orchard, or maybe all over the yard. Pesty, miserable weeds growing right now or soon to emerge. Is there something you can do about them? Well, see the weed killers at Purity Chemical Company. Tell them your exact problem. Then they'll recommend the chemical to use or the chemical mixture. They can advise you on the exact amount to use for the size of your weedy area and what to use for weeds already growing and to kill those other pests before they germinate. Let's get those weeds now. See Purity Chemical Company, 1005 Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa. One of the beauties of broadcasting in 1968, and possibly any time as we know broadcasting, is the fact that you can make last-minute decisions, and I've just made one. Got a little time left on the tape. I'm going to leave the tape roll through the newscast with Wayne Johnson, but I'm going to stop it on the weather since Dick Van Cleve has already given the weather at 5 o'clock. I'm going to come back after 6 o'clock and pick up because I've got about 4 more interviews and I'd like to slip in here as time will allow. So I think that might be one of the best ways to handle it. It wasn't intended to work out that way, but it has. Hanson here on a Friday afternoon from 1350. Wayne Johnson has the news in 30 seconds. Yes, give Ohl's Young Wheels a whirl at Rayno Motors, where the rockets are really rolling. What's your choice? Cutlass, Tornado, Oldsmobile? Well, Rayno Motors has the one you want. You'll find Rayno has a rocket for every pocket. Give Ohl's Young Wheels a whirl today at the Quality Car Corner, 1st and A Streets in Santa Rosa, Rayno Motors.
This is Wayne Johnson with KSRO News. Senator Robert Kennedy will announce his candidacy tomorrow morning for the Democratic presidential nomination. The New York senator is scheduled to officially jump into the race at a Washington news conference. He will also announce which primaries he will enter. It's believed the Nebraska primary, May 14th, will be his first. Senator Eugene McCarthy, meanwhile, says he is going to continue fighting for the Democratic nomination despite Robert Kennedy. Apparently, the two senators will clash in several primaries. And official returns from the New Hampshire primary election showed tonight that anti-war candidate Eugene McCarthy made an even stronger showing than it seemed Tuesday night. Minnesota Democrat received more than 5,500 Republican write-ins, bringing his total to within 230 votes of the number that President Johnson received. And an all-white jury has convicted an alleged Ku Klux Klansman of murder in the 1966 firebomb death of Negro leader Vernon Dammer near Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Further news in a moment.
It is now no time. The Rock. On the inside, as Crafty Man is trying to break with me, hope a long spot. Mark Marcus Smith.
Redwood Empire Savings and Loan wants to know if you've run across any sure things lately. It's true you take a chance whenever you put money on a horse race, or even in the stock market. But the savers at Redwood Empire Savings have found a sure thing. At Redwood Empire Savings, their money is safe and busy earning more money without taking chances. In the past few years, satisfied customers at Redwood Empire Savings have increased the dollars saved by 200%. So why not join the satisfied and secure savings customers at Redwood Empire Savings? Two convenient locations at 1201 Guerneville Road in Cottingtown or at 301 Washington Street in Petaluma.
Plant your personal money tree today, the Redwood Empire Savings way.
Well, today, one day prior to Santa Rosa's 100th birthday, the 6th Annual Congress for Community Progress was held, sponsored by the Santa Rosa Chamber of Commerce. The guest speakers today at the luncheon were Republican Don Clausen of Crescent City and State Senator Randolph Collier of Yreka. Congressman Clausen made reference to the changes that have taken place in the first 100 years of Santa Rosa's incorporation, and he noted that the changes in the next 100 years will be almost astronomical in comparison. The congressman then talked to the future and needs of Santa Rosa and the Redwood Empire in the next 100 years.
Actually, there are five component environments for future living in Santa Rosa that I believe will spell the difference in the next 100 years, and they are, first, accommodations for urban and suburban expansion. Secondly, new innovations and facilities for expanded recreation, vacation, and cultural opportunities. The ability to participate in a rapid transit system, a well-coordinated highway and airway system, a balanced transportation system, if you will, or a program that will serve the entire Bay Areas as we look to the orderly development, the orderly movement of a free people. Keeping pace with the construction of modern new facilities for education, entertainment, health, and medical care. And fifth, a capacity for attracting new industry that is compatible with the above-described environment for living.
Congressman Don Clausen speaking today at the Congress for Community Progress, just prior to Santa Rosa's 100th birthday. In sports, Jack Nicklaus is a two-stroke lead after two rounds of the Citrus Open Golf Tourney in Orlando, Florida. And in women's golf, Sandra Haney has a one-stroke lead over Kathy Whitworth after one round of the Orange Blossom Classic, that at St. Petersburg, Florida. Well, the California Angels handed the San Francisco Giants a 3-1 defeat today at Phoenix, Arizona for the Giants' third straight loss in Cactus League play. The Angels got to Juan Marichal for runs in the first and fifth innings, scored another off Frank Lindsay. Marichal picked up the loss. Stay tuned now for the weather with Dick Van Cleve. The present temperature reading at KSRO's Hotel Flamingo Studios, 57 degrees.
The city of Santa Rosa is celebrating their centennial, 100 years of progress. Los Robles Lodge is celebrating, too. Now 6 years old, Los Robles Lodge is proud to be part of the progress in Santa Rosa. Since the lodge was built a half dozen years ago, there's been a number of improvements. The remodeling of the Golden Oak Room with its parquet floor, the remodeling of the banquet room facilities, the addition of the Barrel of Good Things gift shop that offers unique and unusual gifts plus everyday needs and features Sonoma County wines. The rooms at the Los Robles Lodge have been remodeled too. And in the famous dining room at the lodge, the very unique and popular addition to the menu of Around the World in 7 days, with food from Mexico, Germany, Hawaii, Italy, the South Seas, France, and Louisiana. Klaus Newman and his staff at the Los Robles Lodge plan to keep on growing and improving with Santa Rosa, and they suggest that when you are celebrating your anniversary or Santa Rosa's or for any special occasion, that you make it extra special by coming to Los Robles Lodge, next to the Cottingtown Shopping Center.
KSRO, Santa Rosa.
And now, the dear, oh, a very dear friend of the family, here's Woody.
Thank you, Richard. No, that's not Richard, is it? Who is that? That's Wayne. What's that? It's 8 minutes after six now. 13:50. Well, I wanted to get those little bits in because I use those during the normal situation around here. And I'm not going to have time to get in any more interviews. We're getting to the end of the tape. My time's about to run out, folks. This program is being tape recorded, of course, for inclusion in both the 50 and 100-year time capsules to be buried Saturday for those people just tuning in. It's been the purpose of this tape. I hope to provide in the years 2018 and 2068 Empire residents with a, well, an audio record of KSRO Radio, the sound of the Empire. This two-hour tape recording is at best only a partial record of area broadcasting as it is heard today in 1968. It is a sampling of the daily three-and-a-half-hour radio program called the Woody Hanson Program, one of several such presentations that make up the daily sound of KSRO. The intent was not to create a special showcase for the centennial, but as nearly as possible to present those who will take the time 100 years from now, a record of what's heard at a given time on an average day by listeners in the Empire. I have not been entirely successful. It's pretty impossible to be perfectly normal with the tape going and realizing that people 100 years from now are going to be hearing your voice. At least that's the hope. A brief rundown. I hope we can get this in before the tape runs out. Tape has been recorded at 3 3/4 inches per second on regular Scotch magnetic tape, 1,200 feet, quarter inch. It's silicone lubricated. It's on a 7-inch reel. It's heavy-duty Tensar, as we know it today. It will be sealed in a regular 8-inch motion picture camera aluminum reel and will be sealed with some type of a tape to keep out the moisture and whatnot, and then be placed in the capsule. And we're told that that's going to take care of it for 100 years. We hope so. As for me, I've done a couple of hours and think I've got a little bit of right to step in here and pass along my own wishes. And to make it short, as I see it today in 1968 and at this period in my life, I hope by the year 2068, we will somehow have solved man's apparent inability to get along with his fellow man, both overseas and at home. That's my hope. And that's going to take care of it. It's a little bit like closing off your life at this particular point when you get involved, and I have. I hope you have gotten an insight into what goes on in broadcasting in 1968. It's not the way particularly we'd like it. It's the best we're able to do at this particular point in the broadcasting field, and it's always striving forward. I look forward optimistically myself, and I think most of us do. That's enough before I get too sentimental. So hope this recording will provide somewhat of an insight toward understanding a portion of daily life in 68. This, then, is a sampling of the sound of the Redwood Empire on March 15th, 1968. From all of us today, best wishes to you in the future.
KSRO, Santa Rosa.
How many pages are there in the dictionary? Well, there's at least one word on every page that describes just how great a pizza that's perfection from Shakey's Pizza Parlor and Ye Olde Public Houses. Oh, and that's a lot of words, Booby.
Held over again. The glory of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at Park Cinema One. Nominated for 10 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Katharine Hepburn, Best Actor for Spencer Tracy. Because you just won't let it go, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner has been held over at Park Cinema One. Exclusive indoor showing in Sonoma County. See Guess Who's Coming to Dinner at Park Cinema One on Summerfield Road, across from Howard Park.